The newest ones we're putting out are on the Fairfax County Parkway, and they are in the construction zone associated with the Pope's Head interchange. And so that's important because these are really the first speed cameras we've utilized in a construction zone. The public is well aware at this point that we have them scattered throughout the county in school zones. And of course, we'll be expanding those to more school zones, both this fiscal year and next fiscal year. We're finishing out 30 that we pledged for this fiscal year and our fiscal year that starts on July 1. We've committed to 50 additional cameras after July for our school zones. But I think the most important thing for people to understand about why we're doing this is we're interested in changing behavior. We're not interested in collecting revenue. A dream come true for me would be the day someone tells me that our speed cameras clocked zero cars exceeding the speed limit in either a well-marked construction zone or a well-marked school zone.
Have you ever gotten hit with a speed camera ticket?
I have not.
Okay. So you think it does change behavior?
It absolutely does. All right, we started this as a pilot program. We would not be deploying additional cameras if we didn't have data that proved that where we have these speed cameras, we have seen a change in behavior. And when we started this pilot, we did an analysis of existing traffic, and we found that, in one case, 95% of people driving through one particular school zone were traveling 10 miles per hour or higher when they drove through that school zone. And once we installed the speed cameras, we saw that number drop dramatically. And it took some time. We've seen those numbers continue to go down week to week. And so we did this initially as a pilot. The pilot showed that it was changing behavior, and that it had potential for our police. And instead of having an officer sitting out there monitoring the speed, we now can deploy those officers. Then at the same time, slow traffic down through critical areas of the county where we know there's an increased risk of fatalities and an increased risk of danger.
How would you describe the public reaction that you've heard since you announced that you were rolling out additional speed cameras? Usually people aren't too happy to hear that more speed cameras are going up.
There still is a segment of the population, and I relate to this and understand it, that it seems like, it's a sneak attack on folks. But it's been surprisingly positive, especially in the school zones. And so I think we're at a point in time in Fairfax County where we understand that we need to pay more attention driving through school zones. If there's flashing yellow beacons, we need to pay attention to those. And in construction zones, when we see bright orange signs, we need to protect the workers who are risking their lives out there trying to improve our roadways. And I think by and large, people in Fairfax County understand that. It's never pleasant to get one of these tickets, but from that point forward, we all pay a lot more attention when we're around schools and construction zones.
And with new speed cameras, there's always something like a trial period where people get a break. They don't get a ticket immediately if they get snapped by the camera. Is that going to be the case with these cameras also?
So the warning period will last for 30 days starting on June 15th, and no one will get an actual ticket until after violating the speed limit out there after July 15th. And then after that period, citations will start being issued. So people will have had about 2 months from the posting of the new speed limit until actual tickets get issued. And again, that's part of our trying to educate people before, being punitive with folks. This is not a sneak attack. We always have a warning period. Every time we add new cameras, we have a 30-day warning period so that people know that ahead of time. And have an opportunity, especially if they travel those areas frequently, to be mindful of that. Again, I don't want them getting tickets. I want them to go the posted speed limit.